Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Do you encourage yourself? It's like, what? Me? I need to encourage myself? You know, a lot of people, they wait for other people to encourage them. And if that encouragement from other people does not come, then they feel bad about themselves and they look down on themselves and they feel that they don't have any energy and no motivation. Can I invite you to think about this crazy idea? What if you encourage you? Now, there are people that they have a dysfunctional relationship with themselves. I mean, they are their worst critic. Whenever they make mistakes, no matter how small, they say, oh my gosh, what a klutz. Ay, naku talaga naman, laging fail. You know, so that's how they speak to themselves in such a nasty way. My friend, if you talk to someone else in that way, do you think that person will like it? No. So, you need to establish a good, healthy, happy, positive relationship with yourself. I want you to believe that God made you. I want you to believe that God created you for a purpose, which leads me to the second thing. If you want to encourage yourself, you need to remind yourself of your divine purpose. If God created you, He created you for something. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says that God has prepared the good works that we're supposed to do already. Whoa! That we are His handiwork. And therefore, He has created us for a design, for a specific purpose. And if you embrace that, you become unstoppable. And every day you wake up in the morning and you get the encouragement from God through prayer, and then you reflect onto yourself God's attitude towards you. If you believe that God loves you, delights in you, and yes, He is a God who thinks that you're amazing and you're wonderful, there you go. You've got the encouragement from the Lord. And then you remind yourself of your purpose. In our gospel for today, we have Jesus who, you know, people were against Him and people were trying to seize Him. But no, it was not yet His time. And He kept on. I'll tell you why. Because He knew His purpose and He embraced the purpose of His Father for His life. My friend, can I invite you to pray and just receive that encouragement from God and then give it to yourself? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Everybody, say this prayer with me. Jesus, I receive your love. I receive your grace. I receive your gift. And I receive your purpose. And every day, I will pursue your purpose with your help, with your power, with the Holy Spirit working in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God bless you. Do you feel stuck in your financial life? And do you want financial freedom? Do you want financial growth? Do you want to go to the next level? My friend, there is a way. Come and join TRC or Truly Rich Club. For almost 20 years, we've been able to help thousands of people grow in their finances. It's your turn. Visit trulyrichclub.com and change your financial life today.